Our scripture this morning comes from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 4. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. This ends the reading. During the season of Lent, Pastor Brad and I are offering a sermon series called Give It Up. Each week we are exploring different things we as a church can give up that will help us draw closer to God. These things are alternatives to chocolate, sugar, and social media. For example, last week, Pastor Brad suggested that we can give up control by surrendering our lives to God. He suggested honoring the Sabbath day as a way of surrendering our lives to God for worship and rest. Sabbath is a way of remembering that God is ultimately in control. Today, our focus is on giving up our expectations. An expectation is a strong belief that something will happen. Last week, I heard about a new ship that will launch in 2018. For most people, going on a voyage across the ocean on a new ship would be greeted with enthusiasm. However, this particular ship has caused some trepidation. This ship is called Titanic 2. This ship is a replica of the original ship with a few modifications, such as it has more lifeboats. It is interesting to think about how our past influences our expectations for the future. Fear of history repeating itself will probably lower some people's expectations about the safety of this ship. Would you buy a ticket on Titanic 2's maiden voyage across the ocean? People are shaking their head no, and some are shaking their head yes. I thought about it, and I have to say that I would, because its first voyage will go through the Caribbean and not the North Atlantic. We all have expectations. Some have high expectations, others have low expectations. Some allow the past to influence what they expect in the future, others do not. What expectations do you have for your life, and how did you come about setting those expectations? In my opinion, one of the hardest things to do as a parent is to set appropriate expectations for a child. Expectations that are too high can leave children feeling like they're a failure. Expectations that are too low can prevent children from living up to their full potential. Further, as kids get older, parents must allow their children to set expectations for themselves and to trust them to meet those expectations. Generally speaking, the greatest challenge that people face with any expectation is learning how to manage the difference between your expectation and your reality. Your reality rarely matches your expectation. William Shakespeare wrote, "Expectation is the root of all heartache. We are human. We make mistakes. Some of the time, things don't turn out the way we expect. Unfulfilled expectations can disappoint." On the other hand, one of the greatest joys for me in ministry is finding those moments when God exceeds my expectations. I remember working as a summer camp counselor at Camp Otterbein. My co-counselor and I had a group of 10 fifth and sixth grade kids. For the whole week, I expected nothing but great weather, well-behaved children, and very deep personal Bible study. Well, it rained 7 days in a row. Every article of clothing that I had was completely drenched, and my Bible was ruined from water damage. However, by enduring the rain together, My group bonded unlike I had ever seen a group bond before. The kids splashed in the puddles. They danced in the rain. They sang the Johnny Appleseed prayer at the top of their lungs and thoroughly enjoyed themselves in the warm summer downpours. The rain actually helped us get to know God and each other in ways I had never expected. It was one of my best weeks at church camp. As a pastor, I am learning to give up my expectations and trust in God every day. I am learning that my expectations are not always God's expectations. I am learning that setting expectations is not about what I want. It is about what God wants for me. In the Bible, there are two men who gave up their expectations and learned to trust in God. These men teach us to establish our lives on what we believe to be true and not on what we expect to happen. They teach us to establish our expectations based on who God is and what God wants for our lives. It is their belief in God that determines how they will live their lives, not on their expectations. I see in their lives a challenge to the church to give up our expectations so we can put our full trust in God's will. The first man is Abram, or we know him later as Abraham. Context is so important in the story that I read. Going back four verses, Genesis chapter 11, verse 28 says, Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his birth, Ur of the Chaldeans. Haran is Abram's brother. Haran had a son named Lot who was left in Abraham's care. Genesis 11:30 says, Sarai, who is Abram's wife, was barren. She had no child. Genesis goes on to say, the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died. Terah is Abram's father. Within four verses of the Bible, we learn that Abraham has lost his brother and his father, becomes the guardian of his nephew who just lost his father and grandfather, and on top of that, Abram's wife, Sarai, is not able to have children. What do you think Abram's expectations were for his family's future? Abram has no heirs. There will be no continuation of his family line. It is a very bleak picture of this grief-stricken, dwindling family. This is when God speaks to Abram. God calls Abram to leave everything he knows, to go to a land that God will show him. Here, God promises a new life and a new future for Abram and his immediate family. His wife and his nephew go with him. It is through the faith of Abram that God seeks to create a new nation of people. This nation will be God's chosen people who will live by God's holy standards. To accept this call, Abram must first give up any and all expectations that he has about his life. He must accept that following God is not about being safe and secure and comfortable. His new journey is about leaving his past behind and taking a step of faith into a future that God will show him. How does Abram respond? The Bible says, Abram went as the Lord had told him, if I could only have such faith. Abram trusts in God. Abram teaches us to give up our expectations and trust in God's will, even in the most hopeless of situations. When we do this, then we can begin to see how truly blessed we are. God tells Abram, I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing to others. One man who defied all expectations was Jesse Owens. At the 1936 Olympic Games, the German government expected to show the world how superior their athletes were compared to the rest of the world. It was Jesse Owens who defied these expectations by famously winning 4 Olympic gold medals in the 100-meter sprint, long jump, 200-meter sprint, and the 4x100 relay. This feat was unmatched until Carl Lewis achieved it in 1984. Jesse Owens showed the world at these Olympic Games that individual excellence distinguishes an athlete more than national origin. To accomplish such a feat during a time of deep-rooted segregation adds even more to his accomplishment. There is a movie which opened this weekend called Race. This movie tells the story of how Jesse Owens defied all expectations. In an interview, Jesse Owens' 2 daughters told the reporter what they want the world to know, it most of all, is how much their dad blessed their lives. The second man in the Bible that I'll talk about today is Nicodemus. Nicodemus is another person who learns to give up his expectations. During his talk with Jesus, Nicodemus has a hard time understanding what it means to be born again. As a Pharisee, he is used to thinking in terms of religious structure, and this concept doesn't fit into what he expects Jesus to tell him about salvation. To us, the phrase being born again is not all that unfamiliar. But to use this phrase, born again, for Nicodemus seemed very unusual. Hearing Jesus' instructions to be born again seemed strange. Nicodemus' struggles remind me of Adam Hamilton's message to teachers in his new book based on the Gospel of John. Hamilton says that this book is not an informational book about Jesus. It is a book about what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Teaching a class about knowing Jesus on a personal level can be a struggle for the teacher when students are not used to knowing Jesus in this way. Jesus explains to Nicodemus that being born into new life doesn't require us to spend more time in our mother's womb. We have been born of the flesh. Now we must also be born of the Spirit. Nicodemus gives up his expectations about earning salvation. He learns to trust in God's grace. Derek, this is not Pastor Derek, this is a story of somebody I read. Derek had to learn to give up his expectations. Derek grew up with a father who demanded perfection in everything that he did. Derek was an intelligent, talented young man, but no matter how hard he tried or how well he succeeded, he never seemed able to please his father. Striving to meet his father's expectations, Derek was selected into the United States Naval Academy, and he qualified for flight school. He achieved what most young men only dream about, becoming a member of the elite corps of Navy flyers. After Derek completed his obligation to the Navy, Derek committed his life to ministry. Since Derek viewed God in the shadow of his earthly father, he thought of God as a perfectionist. In his service as a missionary, he felt like he had to do everything right in order to earn God's love and respect. It was at a prayer meeting that Derek realized that he was completely accepted by God, his Father in heaven. Derek writes, "I've always worked so hard to please God by what I do, just as I struggled to please God, my earthly father. I didn't realize that I already please God by who I am in Christ." Derek recommitted himself to missions, not because he felt like God demanded him to do so. Derek serves as a missionary because he loves God and he knows that God loves him. Derek is grateful for the opportunity to serve God's people. Giving up our expectations means we may not know what is coming next. God doesn't guarantee any future circumstance or uninterrupted prosperity, but we can trust that God will be with us through whatever circumstance we face. Giving up our expectations means that we need to discern God's will for our lives, for our church, and for our community. Practicing the spiritual discipline of service is a great way to learn firsthand about the needs of others. It is not about what we want. It is about what God wants for us. Giving up our expectations means that we must learn to trust in God and lead us in the way that leads to life and freedom. We can trust God to give us new understandings. We can trust God to lead us out of even the most hopeless situations. Giving up our expectations means that we will live the lives for which God has created us to live. Will you pray with me? Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of new life. Help us to claim this gift by giving up our expectations and putting our full trust in you. Amen.